Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Members, don't be a jerk. Cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, Townies, welcome to another episode of Dumb People Town. Population
you. Population Notaro.
Tig Notaro, you are forever etched into the lore of this show. You know that when we ask people to guess the age or guess how much damage someone did with a lawnmower to someone else's
or
preschool,
how old they are,
we guess the age.
Oh, yeah,
we say you get to choose first. Tig or third, meaning you get to...
Because you were the first person who said, I want to go in between Randy
and Jay. You split me and Jay, and that was great. Hi, Tig.
Hi.
It's so good to have you here.
You interrupted yourself.
I know.
Because I was like, why am I talking? Let's get to Tig, please.
But you were telling the Tig story, then you interrupted.
Don't you love that you became literally a part of our show?
Well, you said, why can't I have the option to go in between you?
We said you could go first or last. And you're like, I want to go second. And so now we call that Tig. And someone actually made a shirt briefly.
A shirt that just says first Tig, third.
We got to send you one.
And is that flying off the shelves?
It is. Yeah. Define flying. Yeah. How would you define flying?
Has it fallen off the shelf?
Yes. A couple have fallen off. There we go. Nothing we ever do flies off a shelf unless it's inadvertent. So how are you? Are you okay in this crazy messed up world that we are living in right now?
You know, I'm doing okay. I obviously life could be better for everyone with everything, but I really try to look at everything I have and say, this is way better than it could be.
Yeah.
And way better than others in ways. And I'm sure others have it better than we do.
Yeah, sure.
But I certainly am very aware that we're not
where we need to be.
Yeah.
I mean, the world for your special, that was such a breakout, amazing stand-up special. The world tested you. You were put through the ringer. And then I think the world was like, I think we need to do that to everybody. Let's now do that. We piloted.
That was my favorite thing when she said that God was like, I think she can take a little bit
take
more.
A little bit more. Yeah.
That's what they're now saying to the rest of
Tig,
us.
Tig, you are the pilot. And now
I said, dole it out to the scars.
Yeah, well, now we all got it. Here's the thing that I think is really funny that Dumb, and we've sort of knew this was happening ahead of time. Dumb still grows.
Unaffected by the pandemic.
Like weeds through the asphalt. Dumb just keeps growing and it keeps existing in this world.
We never have a shortage of stories.
Yeah. And it rears its head more frequently, I imagine.
You can't lock down Dumb. Always said that.
Dumb will claw its way out.
Oh, that's right. Well, as you know, on this show, we like to go through three wonderful stories from our listeners who send them to us. Let's jump into one right away and then we'll take a break and we'll talk about your amazing number of podcasts that you're involved in right now. But let's jump into a story. You want to jump into one, Tig?
Well, it sounds like we have to.
Okay, I'm sorry.
What if she said no and that was the end of the podcast?
Yep. Yeah. Okay, that's great. Thanks so much.
That was fast.
All right, this was sent in by Sing Blue Silver at Dartmouth Dogs. Thank you, Sing Blue Silver, for sending this in.
So much of that I don't understand.
Okay, CBC.
But I didn't go to Dartmouth.
This comes from CBC, Canada.
Not yet.
Nova Scotia. Yeah, there's time.
Okay, Canada. Oh, Canada.
What began as a road trip to Cape Breton? Turned into an aquatic adventure for a Nova Scotia man when he woke up floating toward the Atlantic Ocean.
That's a bad...
How do you find yourself in that scenario?
Starting as a road trip and ending as a float trip?
Yeah, in the ocean.
In the ocean.
That's... I don't know, but I'll tell you something. My friends Shannon and Larry went out to Enchanted Rock during college age times. Mm-hmm. And they climbed, this is in Austin, uh-huh. and they climbed up to Enchanted, the top of Enchanted Rock to hang out. They had a little booze.
Uh-huh.
Sure, of course.
And
it all starts. It begins.
Yeah, they and when I say a little booze,
12
there's
bottles.
There's a lot of booze.
A lot of booze. Yeah, a little means a lot.
Yeah. I think that Larry had some weed.
Uh-huh.
Maybe a little weed.
So a lot of weed.
And then Shannon climbed down Enchanted Rock to get something out of the car. Uh-huh. And then next thing she knew, she woke up driving.
What?
Back to Houston.
What?
And Larry was on the top of Enchanted Rock. And Shannon was driving back to Houston.
Yep.
Blasted out of her mind.
Oh my God.
And then remembered and turned around and went and got Larry. And to make a ridiculous story sad, Larry died last year.
Oh,
but anyway, man.
On that rock.
He died on
and
that
Larry,
rock.
And
you're
going to
die on Enchanted Rock.
He did not die on Enchanted Rock,
okay.
But Larry did ask me to go to prom with him. You know what? Larry became a bit of a world-renowned person. He was Leopard Larry. He was on, his whole body is tattooed.
No.
Tattooed like a leopard.
I've seen this guy.
So the fact that he asked you to prom again tells me he does not pay attention.
He's not
to
reading
any
the signs.
Well, here's the thing. We were buddies. Uh-huh. We were buddies.
This was the, if I don't have a date, I'm going to ask you.
We were buddies and maybe he had a crush on me. I had already dropped out of high school.
Right.
And I said, listen, I'm not going to prom.
Could you imagine?
There's no world where I would go to prom,
yeah, right.
But I will be playing pool down at Slick Willie's.
Of course you will.
He skipped his prom, and Larry Brischke, who later turned into
Leopard
Larry, went and played pool with me at Slick Willie's for his prom.
Let me
so
ask
much
you
better than prom.
Let me ask you this: did he bring you a boutonniere? Just pin it
a
right
corsage.
On you while you were
corsage.
A corsage while you were using the bridge. Did he? Just
I'll be honest for a second. I didn't know what a boutonniere was.
Boutonniere is men's.
That's not what the men do.
Yeah.
I remembered after you said it, but no, he didn't. We just smoked cigarettes and played pool.
I feel like
it's the best prom ever.
Leopard Larry. He was Leopard Larry at the time he got left on Enchanted Rock.
No.
Okay.
No, he was not. Leopard Larry was he was in all the advanced level classes. He was exactly who Larry Brischke sounds like.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Larry
and
Brischke.
Then, he started getting into drinking and some drugs, and then he kind of went a little nuts and became Leopard Larry. Heart of gold, though, that guy.
God.
Heart of gold.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. Enchanted Rock.
Look, if you could be taken up
Google to- him, though. Google Leopard Larry.
100%. I'm going to Google Enchanted Rock. Look, here's the deal. If he, I'm sure he forgave the woman who drove away and came back.
Shannon.
Did he forgive Shannon for?
Oh yeah, we all remain.
Whoa,
pals.
Leopard Lair!
Oh my God!
I'm gonna share this so that
share
you
that
can,
with the whole can, screen so we can all.
Oh look, I have a picture of him, like
in high school. Leopard,
yes,
is enchanted.
Yeah, when he
okay,
asked me
I've
to
got,
prom.
I've got the whole
prom Tig smoking cigarettes and playing pool.
Right,
at Larry,
right?
At Brischke,
Larry Brischke,
and then Leopard Larry.
Okay, here it is. I'm gonna pull this up so that we can all partake.
He had so much leopard on him that Jocelyn Wildenstein tried to wear him.
That's right.
Look, there he is.
There's Leopard Larry.
Oh my God.
So maybe the guy in the bot. Well, you knew all incarnations, but you.
Oh yeah.
Like this one.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's Larry Brischke.
That's
on
Larry.
The left.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
I love it too.
That's
love,
if you want to see Larry Brischke, we'll throw him on
we'll
the Facebook.
We'll throw him on the Facebook.
And he had kids. He had kids.
Yeah.
Little pups.
He had little. I was gonna say. How big was the litter, folks?
Larry.
Larry had a couple kids.
He had a couple of cubs. Yeah,
a couple of cubs.
Good.
Okay. Well, here we go.
So these people went floating.
No, one guy.
One guy.
One guy
went on a road
one
trip.
One guy. Perfect.
And ended up
perfectly named Grant Hatcher.
Grant Hatcher.
He took off from Halifax on his motorcycle to visit family in a small fishing village of Neal's Harbor, a 5-hour drive.
Mm-hmm. And then he hatched There it is. A new plan for himself.
He had some errands to run that day, and he left a little bit later than expected, around 7 p.m.
By the way, errands on a motorcycle, it sounds like more complicated.
What are you going to get, groceries?
Guys, I hate to make this entire podcast about Leopard Larry.
No,
but can I just tell you one more Larry Breschke story?
I want more Leopard Larry.
He was a task rabbit on a motorcycle.
No, I just remembered the dumbest story. Me and Larry drove out to Lake Conroe, which is where Shannon
I love Lake Conroe. I've been on it.
Okay. Shannon's family had a lake house out at Lake Conroe. So Larry and I drove out to spend the weekend in Lake Conroe at Shannon's lake house, which we spent most of our weekends at. We decided we were going to go fishing on Lake Conroe, but we didn't have access to her boat
yet.
So we should have ended up on this podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
We bought. Larry and I went in on an inflatable alligator.
No.
Come on.
We brought our fishing poles.
No way.
We went halfsies on an inflatable alligator with our fishing poles and went out into the lake. We cast our lines. We hooked the alligator and it deflated. And we had to swim back to shore.
How far out were you?
Big lake.
That's scary. How far out were you?
We were like, what do you mean that's scary? I used to water ski in the swamps of Louisiana.
I understand but if you're in the middle of a lake carrying a fishing pole.
Lake, Tig.
Guys, I lived through it.
Okay,
Larry passed away unrelated last year.
I didn't know if that's where this one was ending.
Okay, no. Larry
that
did
was
not
last week.
Die on Lake Conroe. Okay. But we probably weren't too far out. We were about maybe, I don't know, 30 yards out.
Okay, enough.
And then we had to swim back with our fishing poles.
Jesus. And then
anyway, that's all. I'm not going to tell any more Larry Breschke.
No, but I love it because that's totally relevant, because that notion of trying to do other things when you're on something that isn't appropriate for it. That's
motorcycles aren't good for running errands.
Just
unless
like
you're
alligator rafts aren't good
for fishing. Yeah.
I dropped a friend off at the airport on my motorcycle.
Did you? When did you have a motorcycle?
I have two, but I don't drive them anymore.
No.
But anyway.
After that weekend, did Larry ask you to homecoming?
Who wouldn't if you meet a girl that's going to go fish in the middle of Lake Conroe on an inflatable alligator?
If you
that's
meet a girl, soulmate. You found your soulmate.
If you meet a girl that is going to scheme with you like that is a scheme.
But to be honest, the alligator was so big, had those handles on
the
side.
Yeah, it was
there's a little saddle for each person.
Right.
But like, we didn't even consider that we were going to hook. We're going to catch
that's
our
boat.
I knew you were going to hook it from the second you say we bought an inflatable alligator. How did I know?
We had no clue. And he was truly one of the smartest kids at our school. Oh my, but anyway, I interrupted. Brisky.
No, there's no such thing. Take the wheel whenever you want.
Perfect.
Okay, so he had errands to run. He left a little bit later around 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't want to be riding into the night. So he pulled off in Knoll Shore around 90 minutes into his journey to find a place to camp. I was like, this is a quote from him, oh, perfect. It's right by the ocean there.
Uh-uh.
Should be a great place to set up a tent, Hatcher told CBC's Maritime Noon. And boy, was I wrong. There was some red flags. I feel like he's heard that a lot, Grant Hatcher.
Grant Hatcher. There were some red flags.
He acknowledged, while the area was covered in tall grass, it was lying flat on the ground. So that was his first red flag, I guess. Number two was that the ground felt damp. But Hatcher believed at the time that it was because of the rain, even though a part of me knew it was probably a little too squishy. And red flag number three...
Was it an actual red flag?
Yeah, it was an actual red flag.
Left a red flag next to a sign. I'm joking. Red flag number three was he touched the grass and licked his finger and found it tasted salty. Who does that?
To me, oceanographers don't even do that.
If you find anything damp outside of the ground, don't put it near your mouth.
Who does that? And then camps there. And then continues.
But aren't you near the ocean?
Yes,
the
dampness right
would
by
probably
it.
Be the ocean. Right.
Right.
Yes.
That's the logical conclusion.
That's the biggest flag of all that he hasn't figured out.
The ocean being right there?
Yes. But who touches something is like, I want to see.
Salty. You know what? Salty.
I want to see what ocean. That is. Oh, that's just dog piss. Yeah. Like, what are you? Ugh. Okay.
Weird.
He licked his finger, found it tasted salty, but he thought it was due to the ocean spray. Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
With the night growing darker and rain starting to come down, Hatcher was desperate to find a place to sleep.
Now I'm seeing where this is going. See, right,
here's where you're like, maybe I shouldn't have taken the motorcycle. Maybe I should have taken a car I could sit in and go to sleep in.
This is when he's climbing onto his own alligator raft. Mm-hmm. So against his better judgment, he pitched his waterproof tent and fell asleep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so that should be fine. It's waterproof.
Sure.
Next story.
Next story. Done. Done.
He woke up a few hours later from a dewdrop falling on his face. That was normal, he said, as tents tend to collect condensation from people breathing.
Sure.
But when he turned over on his side, that was the exact moment I realized something was really, really off.
He can't feel the ocean beneath him?
The only way I can explain the sensation is my aunt had a waterbed in the 90s or something like that, and that's literally what it felt like.
I love that you don't know if your aunt actually had a waterbed or not, or something like that tells me he didn't do all the research.
Right. Or his
there weren't enough red flags around her waterbed.
At all. Yeah. Yeah. And doesn't 90s feel a little late? They were like 80s.
Yeah, late 70s. Did you know anyone with a waterbed, Tig, growing up?
I did. My friend Melissa had a waterbed. But you know, I feel like waterbeds are very similar to exercise bikes.
Yeah.
Where you buy one and sometimes they last a little long. And I don't mean the new exercise bikes.
The
I mean
old
like
ones
with the old ones that are always sitting out for with a sign that says free.
Right.
in someone's front yard.
Yeah. People are like, that's not, too much. It's too much.
Yeah. That's way too much.
Can I bargain you down?
Yeah, our friend Josh. Didn't Josh share
our friend Josh had a waterbed and it just never, it always felt like you were falling underneath something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my friend Melissa didn't keep hers. I mean, waterbeds feel somewhat okay and normal if you keep them full of water.
Yeah. Right.
She kept hers very low. So it was like slushy, wavy.
It's too much. Hey, have you ever, when
it's
you're
too little.
Have you ever, when you're sleeping, wanted to feel like you were going underneath a dresser? Try this waterbed.
Right. That's half full.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez. So he couldn't tell that he was on the goddamn ocean.
Literally what it felt like. I was in this tent, but I was clearly floating on water.
Yeah.
He had pitched his tent next to Cobequid Bay, an inlet of Bay of Fundy, which is known worldwide for its extremely high tidal range.
Mm-hmm. Everyone's talking about that Bay. Of Fundy, it's known worldwide.
When the tide gets high, that is the Bay of Not So Fundy.
That's an Edmund Fitzgerald song. He wrote it about this.
Yeah. In the Bay of Not So Fundy.
It appeared the tide had come in as Hatcher slept. Mm-hmm. You sleep too good.
That
if
is
you an, start being taken out to sea.
That's an unbelievable. This is a guy who doesn't have kids. Because
is a guy who has nothing.
Nothing.
Not just doesn't have kids.
Right. He clearly doesn't have
any. He doesn't have any
common sense.
No cares.
No, he's licking grass next to an ocean, camping alone.
Right.
Exactly.
Running errands on a motorcycle. Now I am trained that if I hear one tiny footstep somewhere, I'm like, who's up?
Yeah.
Who the
yeah.
hell is up and who's coming in here to wake me up?
That could be in a house two doors down from Jay.
Easy.
He's just like, who's up?
I have superhero hearing now in the middle of the night. I used to sleep straight through. Don't want it.
Yeah.
Don't want that. I wish I could ignore it.
Somebody can turn to me in the middle of the night and be like, Tig, and I'll be in a dead sleep and just turn and say, yeah. Like we were mid-conversation.
Yes. Right. Right.
Always it's, were you awake? No. Why? What's going on? What did you need?
I'm here for it.
And for some reason, you're holding mail. You're already into a day.
Yeah.
Do you have a letter opener?
So he pitches his tent. He appeared the tide had come in. Quote, I was in kind of pure panic there for a second because I didn't peg the tent down, which is, that's an analogy for his life. So I was thinking, am I halfway to PEI right now? Where am I? Does anybody know what PEI is? What would be up in Canada?
PI.
Yes. Do I have PI?
PI.
Yeah. PEI.
Don't know that.
If I was floating in a tent.
Yeah.
in the middle of the night, I wouldn't wonder if I was on my way to PI.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I agree with you.
I as wonder you if that around, was the last, I'd seen my last people on this planet.
There would be no wondering. No. All my wondering would be gone. Yeah. I would be only in panic.
That's right.
I think I'm in the Sea of Enchantment.
By what
the,
wondering is a luxury for those people who are sleeping on the earth.
You're not, never would I be like, What could possibly be going on?
As he moved around.
What is this?
I wonder is what you say when you're at a candy store. Choosing
it's when you have all the time in the world.
Yeah. you walk into an ice cream place and you're like, what would you like?
I wonder how
the black cherry tastes.
I wonder.
Right. You are the worst customer. As he moved around, he could feel the ocean bouncing on, could feel himself bouncing on the ocean floor, which indicated he was only in about 2 feet of water.
And that's what I've always said. It's not how big the tent is. It's the motion of the ocean.
Sure. He could also hear crickets chirping. His panic began to subside. I knew I was going to live.
The crickets were trying to tell him something.
Dude. Dummy.
The crickets were like, you've set to sail.
I knew I was going to live, but I was still in a predicament here, he said.
Good word.
Complicating matters was the fact that Hatcher sleeps in the nude and all of his clothes were in his backpack.
Who is he? Kyle Kinane? Jesus Christ.
Does he need... So he's gotten off his motorcycle, set up his tent,
stripped down,
if I'm going to sleep here and lick the substance off the ground, I might as well get comfortable.
Get one with the earth.
I better put it in this backpack outside of my tent.
Well, nudity promotes body confidence.
Sure. That's
true. So he probably was wondering.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I'm wondering if...
Is this a good opportunity to promote body confidence? Right.
And boom, there he is.
Yeah, so...
boom, there he went.
But where it was pitch black, and there was nobody else around, as far as he knows.
Yeah.
So he decided to exit the tent. Imagine if you did roll up to this guy getting naked out of a tent in the water. The moment I move to close the entrance of the door. The door dips below the level of the sea and instantly...
He closed the door?
I guess.
Yeah.
And instantly, the bay filled his entire tent with ocean water. So everything he has is in the tent.
Didn't see that coming.
No, not at all.
It's weird. Well, I can't believe that happened.
My sleeping bag was floating. My pillow was floating.
Now there's trouble.
My backpack was floating.
My hemorrhoid pillow was...
My puka shell necklace.
My snuggle pillow.
It's gone.
You know those things that wrap around your entire... Yeah. Yes. Body.
Yes. My breast friend. Mm-hmm. That pillow.
My snoodle. Is that what it's called?
My picture snoodle. Of my kids that I look at when I think about reconnecting with them. Everything was floating.
My black
husband. My framed picture of a boat.
And that was floating.
Yeah. That's floating.
So everything's in the water. So then he tripped over his own backpack and then dropped his boots into the water. Quote, it was just a complete mess.
Yeah.
The Hatcher story. Naked, Hatcher waded back to land, dragging his tent behind him. Once he was on relatively dry ground, he put his damp clothes back on.
Mm-hmm.
Fell right to sleep.
I don't know. He can't sleep.
He's like, I'm tired.
With still a few hours left in the night, he decided to head to Truro, I don't know, and try and find a warm place to rest. The 45-minute trip was probably the longest drive of my entire life, he said.
Yeah, he's freezing.
Hatcher got to a hotel around 5:30 a.m. and got a hot shower and a couple hours of sleep before he left.
He fell asleep in the bathtub and wound up in the
with the water running.
That's the worst about checking in.
And he went out to get his free meal too, I'm sure, in the lobby.
Sure. Oh, yeah. He was going to start in a half hour.
Eggs.
But that's the thing. If you guys remember, like,
I wonder, should I have these eggs or not?
If you check in at 5:30, you still have to be out by 11.
Yeah, that's right.
You don't get the whole
You don't get the next day.
Hi, can I get a late checkout? I was afloat in my tent.
As you can see, it's been a night. He's soaking wet walking into this place.
Unreal. How many other guests have been floating in the ocean a few hours ago?
So then, initially, he was embarrassed about what happened and told only a couple of people, but he recently decided to share his story on Facebook.
Of course.
In a post that's since received more than 3,000 likes.
Is that viral?
If one person gets a smile out of this, then it'll be worth it, said Hatcher.
Oh, we've gotten a lot.
He said the experience taught him to respect the tides and be careful when choosing a place to pitch a tent. Some of his belongings, including his leather jacket, of course.
Of course.
And comforter did not survive the ordeal.
He has a leather comforter.
How much can you carry on this motorcycle?
No.
That's what I'm saying.
He has a sidecar.
He has to have a sidecar just filled with all of his stuff.
But Hatcher
filled
still,
with water.
Uh-huh. Now it's filled with water.
But Hatcher still has a tent. Hell of a tent, he said in his Facebook post.
Good there you go. Him. God bless this guy. Oh,
I know. And I'll leave you guys with this one last wonderful image.
Of the guy?
Oh, you got to see what he looks like.
I can't wait. I'm dying.
Only you'll never really get to because it's just that.
It's just him in a helmet.
Yeah. Like a Daft Punk helmet.
With a GoPro.
With a GoPro.
Top.
Of course he has a GoPro on top. He's like,
I'm not missing anything ever again.
Oh, I'm always shooting footage. Yeah, like, what do you do with it? I don't know. I don't know how to edit.
The tent is part of the backpack. Also, he's taking this picture in a store, so I imagine there's someone being like, sir, do you need help with anything?
Nope, not a thing. Thank you.
Just wonder what
I'm all set.
Wondering what I look like in this.
I wonder what I would look like. All right, there's the first story down in the book. Tig Notaro is with us. We're going to find out about her podcast right after this next break.
Stick around, make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. We want to thank everyone who came to our live show this last weekend. We announced on that show who's going to be our guest for the next one on November 7th. We've got John Hamm, the lovely John Hamm, and the band Tennis.
Get your tickets now. It's going to sell out. I'm telling you,
it's going to sell out. It'll be super.
Where do you do live shows?
We do it through Nowhere Comedy Club. So we do it on.
It's all like this.
Like this.
Oh, I see.
In front of like 700, 1,000 people on Zoom. It's like the most fun thing in the world. It's great.
Oh, cool.
You'll have to do a live one with us.
Yeah, come do a live one. It's a blast. We love it. And this last one was sold out. The next one will sell out. So if you want to get tickets, please do that.
But in the meantime, if you're looking for your monthly streaming fix, fans of, and we were huge fans of, and we got a chance to be on it, the old Professor Blastoff will get a chance to do it. You guys are getting back
together. Getting the band together.
Well, we've done a couple of shows, but we're not going by Professor Blastoff.
Okay, what are you calling
it? We're trying to get the name back. We're trying to get the name back.
Okay, got it. So what are we going to call it?
First show we did... again, it was a monthly live streaming show.
Yeah.
We called it the Official Friends Reunion.
Love it.
And then the second show was Back to School with Tig, Kyle, and David.
Love it.
And we haven't announced our October show yet, but I would say if you're a fan of Professor Blastoff.
Yep.
There just might be some sort of spooktacular.
Come on. Ooh, I love it.
Uh-huh.
Come on.
Yeah. And might have a Star Trek tie-in.
Love it.
Please.
So where can people like get tickets for it or see it or watch it or all that
make
stuff?
Sure
you have to go to social media, of course. Mm-hmm. Check that out. Mm-hmm.
Just general social media, it'll be on.
Just general social media.
So you or Kyle or David Huntsberger will be promoting it in the coming weeks. So follow those guys.
Somewhere on social media.
And then that's not the only podcast you're doing. You're doing a great one.
But that's not a podcast. That's a streaming show.
It's an event. All right. I'm sorry. That is an event. But you are doing two podcasts. One.
I am. I have one called Don't Ask Tig, and it's an advice podcast.
Do you have a guest join you for that? Because
I do.
The first one was Will, right?
It was Will Ferrell.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
I had Will Ferrell, Sarah Cooper, Glennon Doyle.
If you need any help booking guests, we can always help you.
Yeah, we can get you some big names. I mean, these are fine, but
we can always call us.
And we'll help you out.
So you guys have started booking talent for other podcasts?
Yes, what
we're
doing.
That's awesome. Yes. Why didn't you lead with that?
Listen, we got to pivot in the pandemic.
We had to bury the lead.
It's called the Pandemic Pivot. That's right. I love that podcast so much. It is so fun and you are so good on it. It's so perfectly designed for you.
Yeah, it puts you in the sweet spot.
Oh, you're kind. And my other one is with Cheryl Hines from Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Love her.
We talk about documentaries and we encourage people to watch a documentary the week before. We talk about the...
Which ones have you
guys... Have you talked about The Vow yet?
Are you into The Vow?
Are you into The Vow?
We have not talked about The Vow yet. We've only had two episodes.
Okay.
Okay. What about Abducted in Plain Sight?
Abducted in Plain Sight?
Guys, you have to listen to the podcast.
Okay.
You clearly love documentaries. So listen to Tig and Cheryl, True Story.
Just one more question. McMillions? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
All right,
I got to keep going.
There are so many good ones.
Tig and Cheryl.
Tig and Cheryl, True Story. And I'll tell you what, Cheryl and I cackle together like fools.
She's got a great laugh. And you too. I love it. Fantastic.
All that stuff is amazing. And I just, we support you on every level. That's just who we are. We love you too.
Well, I support you guys.
Thank you.
And I'm hoping to get you on Don't Ask Tig. Cheryl and I don't really have guests too often, but maybe that'll change. Yeah. I think we've only had one guest actually.
We'll do whatever you want us to do. I'll go out to in the ocean in Nova Scotia in a tent for you if you want.
Well, then you do that, and then we will see you on Don't Ask Tig.
I'll climb to the top of Emerald Rock. Is it Emerald? Enchanted.
Enchanted.
Rock. I'm sorry. Jesus. Mm-hmm.
Lake Conroe.
Who am I? Leopard Larry? All right. Let's jump
into rest in peace.
May he rest in peace. May all of his spots rest in peace. Shall we jump into another
story?
Sure.
You ready?
Okay. All right. Let's do it.
This was sent in by Liz Haggerty at Liz Haggerty.
She's a legend.
Hashtag Dumb People Town at Daniel Van Kirk if you want to send me a story as well.
Send them.
So this is a story about something that I think with all of us and all the time we've spent on the road in our lives would never want, but it's real.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right.
What do you miss most about traveling? If you answered being stuck on a plane with crying babies while playing Sudoku, this game is for you.
Okay.
Designed by a New York-based game developer, Airplane Mode claims to be the most realistic flight simulation ever created.
Who wants that now?
It's the only flight simulation game where players can experience the intense excitement of being an economy class passenger on a long haul flight.
Thank you.
You're not flying it. This is not a simulator.
I know.
Flying it.
Maybe
this
I'll feel
is
better.
You just riding in a plane.
It's like middle gun. It's not top gun.
It's low gun.
Low gun.
It's low. Below gun.
Yeah. So it's a simulation.
Yes.
Is it virtual?
Do you get points for like getting the baby to be quiet?
In this uneventful simulation game, players experience a flight in real time and seek out things to keep themselves busy. Now, we've all flown a lot here.
Tig, how happy are you that you're not flying places?
I thought you were going to ask, how many times have I flown?
How many times have you flown?
How many times have you been on an airplane?
Just give me an exact number.
I'm thrilled to not be flying. And I hate to go back to the Top Gun reference.
Go,
but
please do.
And I just want to show you a picture of me in an action film being full on Tom Cruise-like.
Whoa, oh my God. Tig.
I know.
Dope.
That's can you
send us that picture?
That's
oh my
God. No, we can't. We cannot release that yet.
I just want
to. No, it's top secret. But we just needed everyone to kind of do a, oh my God. But here I am flying.
Oh my God.
You are flying.
Where did you have to go to shoot this? Can you say that?
Just in Los Angeles on a green screen. I acted for almost 3 weeks alone
on a green screen. Did you do the bit where for the first 15 minutes of shooting you on the plane, you just moved the thing all around, like you moved the mic stand all over the place? That would have been great. She's like, are we ready to shoot?
That's the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life.
People don't know what you're looking at. This is the last one I'll show you.
Oh my God.
But who's Tom Cruise?
It's you.
Full on Tom Cruise. You look so much like Tom.
You're like 7 inches taller than Tom Cruise. Which you look. Is
well, I'm wearing high heels in
just like Tom Cruise.
Flight suit.
Just like Tom Cruise.
Have they given any sort of idea of a release date or when like trailers will come out so that people can start to get to see this?
It's called Army of the Dead, and it'll be out next year.
Okay. Oh my
That's
God.
That's the coolest thing ever.
I love it. So I'm watching the movie just for you, just to see you in action.
Yeah.
Shots. I wanted the people at home listening to hear a. Three grown men just going, oh my God.
That's you audible. Guys have no you guys you have like no clue how badass. Cool it looks.
It's the coolest thing ever. And those are very real reactions in real time.
Mm-hmm. And also just there like are three photos in all of my time knowing you, I would have never predicted you to be well, in those poses what? Holding guns and just shoving. I just never would
flying
have ever thought
a jet.
Of
it.
When they, but let me just, this is the last picture.
I
this
love
is,
it.
When they called me about this,
yeah.
I thought, me in an action film? Mm-hmm. And then I was like, oh my God, I fit into that world. However, when I saw this picture, I thought, well, this is the cover of my new comedy album, mm-hmm. and it's going to be called Mother of Two.
Wait, hold wait. On. It went dim.
It went dim.
Yes.
You.
That's awesome.
Mother of Two.
You look like
Mommy started smoking.
Mama's...
Mama cigars.
Cigarellos. Mama can't get those kids out the bath is what's happening right there.
Or in.
Mama can't get them. I just imagine.
Two guys call me mommy.
Two guys
call me. Look at that picture.
That might be a better name for the comedy album. Two guys call me mommy.
That's your comedy album. Okay, these pictures are insane.
Oh, well, this game okay, is the I'm opposite sorry. Of you. That's don't ever apologize.
Can you imagine
for
that? All right, this game to me seems so. This game is you just sit on a flight. It's
that is
you.
Exactly what it is.
So I'm taking
on a flight.
4.5 hour flight to JFK from LAX.
There won't be any drama or heroic side missions. You don't get to be in a movie like Tig, with the exception of the occasional crying baby that you have no control over on the plane.
That's just stressful.
We launched AMC Games, which is the network, mm-hmm, I guess, mm-hmm. to give developers a platform to realize their unique vision. Mm-hmm. Airplane mode immediately stood out to us as something different, totally deadpan, 90% earnest, and serious simulation that's 10% winking at the player. The designer tells CNN Travel
this
that through developing
joke.
The game, he discovered that everyone seems to have a strong opinion about flying, and while there have been 30-plus years of flight simulations games, the passenger experience has never really been taken
this
into account.
Dan, back this up. Everybody has a strong opinion about flying. Uh-huh. I would say 98% of those people, and all of them in coach,
right,
hate it.
Hate it.
They
well, now
hate
you can
it.
Hate it too, even though we don't get to leave our homes and fly anywhere.
Dan, I've been doing Jenny Craig. Randy and I have both been doing Jenny Craig.
I know,
Jenny
you guys
Craig.
Are crushing it. Crushing good it. In your t-shirts that
I'm
you
telling
wear.
You thank right you. Now, been doing Jenny
wait,
Craig.
Wait, is this a joke?
No,
no,
this
we've
is
been
100%
doing Jenny Craig.
I lost 20 pounds.
Jay lost 20 pounds.
20 pounds doing Jenny Craig. No joke.
Wait, when were you up 20 pounds?
I was about a month ago.
In life, just.
Will you send me pictures of that?
Of yes, sure.
Will you hold those up so I can
I'll
be like, oh my God!
Oh!
Oh my God!
You big boy!
I'm going to find one. I'll find one.
You,
find one.
You carried it very well.
I carried it well. I hit it well. I carried it well. But I was up to 186 pounds, 187 pounds. That's insane for me. Mm-hmm. And so I've been doing it. And basically,
was it the pandemic? Was it pandemic weight?
No, it was before it. So I would gotten high before the getting high up in my weight before the pandemic. And then once we were in the pandemic, I'm like, I'm
you
not.
Were prepping for the pandemic.
Yes, mm-hmm. I was preparing. And then I was like,
it's called the hibernation weight.
And I'm not going to, I'm not going out to dinner. I'm not, now is the time to go on a horrible diet. But what's insane about it is it does feel like I'm flying coach for every meal. That's how I describe it because they send you all the meals.
And then you peel off the top. And
can you find a picture of, you can find
but how do you get, how do you end up doing Jenny Craig?
Like that seems our like cousins,
my
our cousins
cousin
did
it, and she lost 35 pounds, and her husband, who
they both lost 35 pounds, so like you guys can do it, and we're
it
like,
it sounds like
a cult.
Like no, it sounds like if you're doing Jenny Craig, mm-hmm. the next thing I would find out is you're also doing Jazzercise.
Jazzercise,
do it.
And
I'm
doing
it slimming. Feels like the same thing.
We're also
it feels like the same time period.
We're also right. selling Tupperware. Is that weird?
Mm-hmm. Is that bizarre?
Bought a Longaberger
to put
basket.
Your leftover Jenny Craig.
That's
yeah.
it. I'm sure. looking. Well, I'm, that's the thing. There are no leftovers. not after I eat it.
You're gonna there do a deal no a meal. okay, well, I'll dig into this, Jay. You find it.
You find your picture.
In a time when traveling long haul is a rarity, he found it.
Hold on. Tay's about to see the picture of Jay.
See, he looks fine.
I can see. Yeah.
I kind of look the same, but it's a little more. You can see it. You can see it. It's in my face. 20 pounds.
I mean, to be honest, you are so big, your child didn't fit in the picture.
Yeah. That's squeezed out. Squeezed him out.
It was only your child's cheek and ear.
I did expand it so you can see. But yes. So, okay. So, but I have said many times this, I'm like, you know how we miss being on the road and eating food on planes? Mm-hmm. Well, I get to do it every morning and every afternoon and every night.
We get the airplane mode we get every our coach day.
Food. Well, the game isn't expected to be released until later this year. There's a trailer offering a taste of what players can expect. It kicks off with one of the more annoying things about flying most of us have experienced.
Southwest comedy.
Oh my God. But here's the crazy thing about Southwest comedy.
Can't budget cuts cut that?
Two-thirds of the people on your Southwest
their
flight.
Comedy?
Yes.
ladies and gentlemen, to my right is the Grand Canyon, and to my left is my ex-wife on a broom.
Yes.
Classic Southwest
the whole plane busts into hysterics.
And that's like, what I was going to say. As much as we hate it, there are two-thirds of your plane that
your
love
best,
it.
Your best performance ever is not killing the audience the way these guys. And you're like, I'm a professional comedian.
I know.
I've never known this kind of laughter before. Like the plane shakes and someone takes a bunch of like honey roasted peanuts and throws them down. People are dying.
They're horrible. I just remember
they're like that Bernie Mac set where he keeps kicking into the drum beat. That's how good they are.
The hottest crowd ever.
It was like 2003. I remember we were on a Southwest flight and they came out with jokes and we're like, wait,
too soon.
9/11 should have killed this.
Right.
Please. I don't understand.
2018, I was like, too soon.
Too soon.
Too soon with these jokes.
The player's watching an in-flight movie when the pilot disrupts the show with a long-winded announcement over the PA. Then passengers experience random mishaps ranging from turbulence and delays to bad Wi-Fi. The good news is that the crying baby is not guaranteed on every flight. The game designer recreated meticulously other in-flight details as well. For instance, players will find aircraft information cards and in-flight magazines filled with travel articles, crosswords, and Sudoku.
Sudoku.
I know. In the back seat. I wanted to see how many.
Dennis purposely mispronounced
it. Sudoku. Sudoku.
I made it 3 years.
I even wrote it wrong on here so that I would remember.
Sudoku. Tiggs did 3 U's.
3 U's.
Sudoku in the back seat pocket.
Did you just call me Tiggs?
Yes. Tiggs. Tiggs did three. She
did three. In addition to the range of hit movies from the 1930s, players can view in-flight safety videos produced by IFC, a sister company of AMC. Other ways to kill time include rummaging through a carry-on bag where you may find some exciting personal belongings like a book, a pen, and wait for it, headphones.
Okay, so your partner walks in the room and you're just sitting there.
And you're like, this is why you don't want to spend time with me?
Yeah.
That relationship is
Honey,
over.
What are you doing? That I'm on a flight.
Right.
I'm flying to Denver.
I'm getting out of here.
Shh, I'm going to Denver.
Two flights are available for this simulation.
I have a layover in Omaha.
A six-hour journey from JFK's airport to Reykjavik.
To Reykjavik?
Iceland?
And a shorter 2.5-hour flight from New York to Halifax. So you can do this. No price has been announced yet, but the game will be available on PC and Mac computers.
You can almost never get a seat on that popular New York to Halifax flight.
That's hard.
Always
Denver
booked.
To Halifax.
Denver to Halifax. Very difficult to get on that flight. Is it only 6 hours from New York to Reykjavik? Is that it?
It must be. I mean, this simulation seems accurate in every other aspect.
Is Delta the one, Rand, that would always route us through Atlanta?
Yeah.
Delta's always
through
Atlanta.
Yeah, well, that's their hub.
Yeah, they're like, we always got to go through Atlanta. We're like, we're flying from Atlanta back to LA. They're like, they got to go route you back through Atlanta.
Back through Atlanta? Wow. We're leaving Atlanta. Why are we laying back over in Atlanta?
All right, that's story number two. Story two.
I don't want to do that. All right, Tig's with us. Can you give us a little taste, Dan, of what we're going to see in story number three?
The most Florida condo ever.
Okay, most Florida condo ever. Tig Notaro is with us. She's a legend on this show. I cannot wait.
And nowhere else.
And nope, she's a legend. She's a legend everywhere and specifically on this show. I'm going to go take a flight, if you guys don't mind, to Halifax in the break. You do the same. We'll be right back.
Stick around. Make a sound for more Dumb People Town.
All right, guys, welcome back to the show. We do a little bonus question for our Patreon people. And I feel like the first time we hung out with Tig at
in at length was in Boston at a NACA. Was it at a NACA conference where we did stand up in Boston? Are you remembering this? Am I remembering this
correctly? I remember seeing you there. I don't remember it being my first time.
Well, it wasn't the first time we hung out, but it was a time
we actually really hung out and were like, oh, I love this person.
Because I think Randy and I showed up and we were like, oh, we're doing this 100% wrong. Cause we got zero bookings out of that entire, like,
how long were you into comedy when you did this?
We've been 10 years.
Yeah, I remember being there. It's so funny because it's all just a blur of when
20 years,
when the magic
years
started.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, wait. So did you end up doing a bunch of colleges off of that after that conference?
I think I got like 63.
Oh my God!
Insane. And how many did you get?
We got
two
or three. Because we were way too expensive and we got so edgy in our sets that, like, everyone was like, we can't book that. And no one told us don't do that. And so we just stupidly, like.
Well, to be fair, everything I got out of that conference, I didn't get to go do it because, well, I was diagnosed with cancer.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God. That's a lot.
And then all of that needed to be rescheduled, but I never rescheduled it. My apologies for anyone that's still waiting in college for me to go.
People who stayed in college for an extra year to do that.
Waiting
She's coming
for me.
Back. She's coming back.
Wait, so the conference was in Boston?
It was in Boston.
So were you all in New York at the time?
No, we were here.
Okay.
But we flew.
Just flew there with our simulated flight.
There you go.
Flight and
went through Atlanta.
I have a bonus content question for you. Tig, how come you didn't name your twin boys Randy and Jason?
We're still a little disappointed.
A little bit miffed by that.
Why didn't I? I don't know.
That would have been so fun.
Why didn't you intervene?
I don't know, because we didn't feel like it was our place.
I mean,
do you know what's crazy is when I was filling up the car to go for their birth, mm-hmm. there was a van parked at the pump in front of me. And in the back window of the van, when I was about to go meet Max and Finn, it said Finn Max.
No.
What? Did you take a picture of it?
I did take a picture of it.
Oh my God. People aren't going to believe that.
And you knew going in, these are the names, this is what we're doing.
They didn't like come out and introduce themselves.
Well, hello. No, but we had to, but I will say.
Hello, I'm Finn and I'm Max.
No, I'm Finn.
Max will be right along here in
so
a second.
My wife and I had a little like debate going when one of our children came out and we weren't sure. And then we kind of got the vibe a little bit and then we settled on a name. So we had narrowed it down.
I love that you were sure.
You guys were definitive.
What if I named it after the picture in the van?
That's fine.
But I Googled it and apparently there's a production company in Los Angeles called FinMax.
Named after your children. You're like, wait a minute, what?
That is a little weird.
You're going to get a cease and desist.
Your kids. Kids are going to be served papers.
It is crazy to stand back and be like, wait, you have twins. Like, twins are in your life now, and that phenomena is part of you forever. Like,
yes.
It's pretty awesome to see two boys, especially like same gender. I feel like I don't know why, but there's a closeness that's a little bit different. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
I guess time will tell.
But yours are close. They are close.
Are they doing e-learning and stuff like that?
No. Okay. We just turn the TV
on.
They just watch TV.
My kids are supposed to be doing e-learning and they watch more TV than I've ever watched.
No, they're actually obsessed with Legos. That they wake up in the morning and play Legos separately and together. And Stephanie actually sits with them probably for 2 or 3 hours a day building Legos.
It's the coolest.
I can't deal with it. But when they do watch TV, they want to watch the Lego movie. It's true obsession.
You're like, what do you guys want to watch? Will Arnett's Lego challenge.
Before all this happened, did you take them to Legoland?
No, we were about to. And
it's on the other side of this.
Yes. I mean,
something got in the way.
They're going to freak out. They're going to freak out.
Their heads will explode. Just be prepared for craziness. Yeah. It's pretty awesome. All right. Here we go. Dan, take us home.
All right. Here we go. Florida condo for sale has something covering the walls and ceilings. This was sent in by
blood,
Jake Groney.
Urine, or poop. It's all three.
Sent in by Jake Groney @JakeGroney.
Thanks, buddy.
GRONIE. A listing for a condo in Florida is going viral after pictures were posted online showing off an unusual aspect of the decor. The walls and ceilings of the home are covered in Budweiser beer cans. And I have to share this with you.
Oh my God.
So that you guys can see exactly what it looks like.
We used to have old Budweiser beer fishing hats that our dad got us when we were like seven.
Oh, we have those up at the cabin. Look at this.
Oh my God.
It is everywhere. Who wants this house?
It's everywhere.
An alcoholic.
It's the ceiling. They've done like a crown molding.
Yeah, that's
a lot. It's beautiful.
Guys, it wasn't like this. This is how they staged it.
If you want to sell this.
In Florida?
And then can you imagine raising children there?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh.
If you want to sell this, you better start drinking.
Start drinking and putting them on the walls.
We got to finish this kitchen island. Start drinking.
Yeah, somebody comes down your street digging through your recycling and you think, oh, the poor people, they probably...
No. They're contractors. No, they're contractors.
Someone who did this is angling for like, I want Budweiser for life or something.
Well,
like,
here we go.
Okay, let's here we go.
Realtor Kristen Kearney said she initially didn't know what to expect when she received a call about a listing in a Lake Worth condo. Mm-hmm. They warned me that the home was wallpapered in beer cans, Kearney told Realtor.com. And I thought to myself, well, I wonder where in the world they found beer can wallpaper, which I don't think would be that hard to find.
No, I'm sure.
You can also make it. You can make your own wallpaper.
Sure. Correct.
The reality.
I have my own wallpaper business. I'm
you
trying
do?
To promote.
You do? It's amazing.
Yes, pivot. Yes. Thank you.
You have to pivot.
It's called Finmax Wallpaper. Mm-hmm. And wait a minute, cease and desist.
And it's her and Cheryl Hines. Uh-huh.
The reality of the home turned out to be far stranger. The wallpaper was actual cans
That's
of
right.
beer. Kearney said the cans cover the wall and ceiling of the home, except for the bathroom.
Oh, why?
I don't. Who knows?
Because they wanted it to be
classic. Well, because they have taste. Yeah.
Okay, got it. I understand. Exactly. I understand.
If these walls could barf.
If you look closely at the photos, you can really see the lengths the owner went to, Kearney said. He even created a crown molding look with the cans.
Of course he did.
Kearney said the condo's former owner, who is now deceased, believe it or not.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm, Leopard Mary.
I believe it.
Dev's going to say psoriasis.
Was a lifelong fan of the Anheuser-Busch beer. And it was his life's mission to wallpaper his home.
You
and
can
beer
be
cans.
A fan of something. Yeah, you can love, but this is outrageous.
And he did it, Kearney said. Mm-hmm. The listing photos went viral online and were posted to by Budweiser's official Facebook
account. Of course they were.
Which commented,
did he live to see the viral?
No, he
I don't
didn't.
Think he did.
No, he died.
And that's the saddest part. It's like giving someone an Oscar after this. After they've died.
Kearney said the condo was listed in August, but the price was reduced in September. She said the price reduction.
Wait, the price was reduced?
Yes.
I thought there'd be a bidding war.
There wasn't a bidding war?
Well,
I thought it would go up with the recycling chart, like the nickel a can.
You know how much we can get for this living room?
She said the price reduction, as well as the viral photos, resulted in a flood of interest in the property. We actually received multiple offers. It is currently under contract, and I have a backup offer as well.
Oh, my God.
What do you guys think? Okay. The Anheuser-Busch condo, which is covered in Buffalo Bills posters as well, and a New York Yankees poster.
Oh, my God.
How much do you think? It's nice hardwood flooring.
It is hardwood.
The fixtures look really good.
Come on, Dan. It is nice.
How much do you think this place is going for? I'm going to share this picture again.
You can go. You can go first. You can guess first, Tig, or third. Tig, what are you going to do? You can.
I'll go Tig.
Okay. Perfect.
So this is how much this is like selling for. This is
why. What is the list price? What did it get?
Stop. This is why I love Tig so much, is that she had to think about it.
Mm-hmm. I was wondering.
You were wondering. You brought it all full circle.
Thank you.
All right. Let me think. All right. I'm going to say it's in Florida. Lake Worth, if that's near Palm Beach, that's expensive territory. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to say that.
So I'm going to say it's a condo. Maybe like $500,000.
$500,000.
Tig?
I'm going to say 1.2 mil.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. I'm going to say 895.
895.
Yep.
Okay. You guys are in for a steal because this is listed at $100,000.
Oh my God. All right.
Well, and is currently.
Okay, but it is worth.
I'll buy it.
It is worth.
It is worth
$1.2 million.
Once you turn in all those cans, thank you. Yeah. It's worth $1.2 million.
The money is in the house.
The money's in the house. Oh my God.
All right, those are our stories, friends.
I love this so much. Tig, thank you so much for joining us.
This is just an elaborate excuse to hang out with you, and we did it.
We pulled it off.
I love you all dearly, not queerly. And I want to encourage your listeners to also check out Star Trek Discovery on October. I can't remember.
You were on season 3 of that.
And 2.
And 2. Check out Star Trek Discovery.
Do it.
October 15th.
Okay.
Come right on. The new season starts.
I love it. Fantastic. Love it, love it, love it. And oh shit, we got to get back to work.
Dum, dum. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Scorpions Avenue, a podcast network.